If planning is done properly, it can save you hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more. Hello, people. Welcome to Planning for Special Needs. Today, we'll discuss the 10 costly mistakes that you must avoid when planning for a loved one with special needs. Remember to listen to the end. The last three are the most important ones. Let's get started. Number one, doing nothing. The most popular estate plan in the States is doing nothing. While not a good idea for anyone, it is particularly troubling when there is a loved one with special needs. If someone does nothing and then dies or becomes incapacitated, his or her estate is managed under the rules set forth in his state's probate code. The state probate code does not consider whether a loved one has special needs. Number two, disinheriting the loved one. Many families who have a loved one with special needs rely on SSI, Medicaid, or other government benefits to provide food and shelter. To protect these benefits, you must have been advised to disinherit your loved one with special needs. This is never a good idea. This is the person who needs your help most. If there are no assets set aside for the loved one, he or she will depend on public benefits. Public benefits rarely provide more than welfare-level care. Number three, assuming others will care for your loved one. Some people decide the best option is not to leave any assets to the loved one, but to leave them instead to someone else, usually a sibling, with a promise to care for the loved one. This plan is fraught with landmines. Even well-intentioned siblings have their own lives and financial concerns and may focus on their concerns rather than the loved ones. Number four, using a one-size-fits-all special needs trust. While a special needs trust will provide legal protection for your loved one, some special needs trusts are unnecessarily inflexible and generic. Many trusts are off the shelf and not customized to the loved one's needs. The trust may preserve government benefits, but does so by preventing the trustee from making distributions that could otherwise enhance the quality of life for the loved one. Number five, failing to plan for more than public benefits. The main issue with one-size-fits-all special needs trust is that the only goal is preserving public benefits. While preserving public benefits is important, it should not be the only goal. The special needs trust should be designed to enhance your loved one's quality of life in all aspects. Number six, failing to include others in the planning. A key benefit of creating a special needs trust that is effective immediately is that your extended family and friends can also make gifts or leave inheritances to the trust you create. This will reduce the cost to the family in trying to set up different plans for different situations. Often, family members wish to leave funds to a loved one with disability. A letter explaining that you have created a trust that will protect your loved one's benefits, enhance their life, and preserve assets may be warmly received. The letter should also provide instructions on how to properly name the trust as a beneficiary. Number seven, choosing the wrong management team. The choice of who is responsible to manage your loved one's assets is one of the most challenging aspects of creating a sustainable plan. During your life, you can manage the special needs trust. When you or your spouse can no longer serve as trustees, you must choose who will serve according to the instructions in the trust. It is generally recommended that you create a team to help. One of the most effective teams is having a professional serve as trustee, while family members serve as part of the trust advisory committee or trust protector. This way, the trustee is responsible for keeping apprised of the public benefit rules, managing the day-to-day finances, providing disbursements, maintaining records, and preparing accountings, while the family makes sure the trustee is doing what it is supposed to do. If the wrong person is put in charge, or the right person dies and there is no plan for succession, the entire special needs plan will fall apart. Number 8. Failing to protect the loved one from predators. All too often, loved ones with special needs fall victim to predators. This can be a financial scam where they take over their assets, or a trick that deprives them of much needed care. Predators are particularly attracted to vulnerable beneficiaries, such as the young and those with limited self-protective capacities. With a trust, you limit access to the information about your loved one's money. It further protects them because the loved one cannot direct where assets go. Number 9. Failure to properly fund and maintain a plan. A special needs plan must have assets to make the plan work. This is an excellent time to bring together your financial planner and special needs planning attorney to assist in creating a lifetime plan. Financial advisor can create sample future scenarios that show how much is needed to fund a plan and then present different ways to accomplish this goal. Sometimes it is adding a life insurance policy and naming the trust as beneficiary, or it may use existing assets. The attorney can then make sure the plan created will meet the needs of the loved one throughout his or her life. Number 10, the most important one, not using a professional who focuses on special needs planning. Too many plans fail because the professional who created the plan did not understand the unique needs of persons with disabilities. Sometimes it is a financial planning professional who treats special needs persons' unique financial needs the same as everyone else. Sometimes it is the estate planning attorney who doesn't understand the specific public benefit rules and creates plan that fails the legal requirements. An attorney and financial advisor who understands how to plan for persons with special needs can save the family hundreds of thousands of dollars or more. Our goal is to make this world a better place for all special ones. Remember to follow us or subscribe to our YouTube channel, Planning for Special Needs, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. Let's go on this journey together.